Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Check out those freeways, Mitchell southbound heavy around Hodges Drive, further down building up around Hutton Street, Kloana northbound slide Thomas Road and Sarrington Road right through to Cranford Ave. Not a lot of hotspots around town, but one to keep in mind is Tonkin Highway southbound near Collier Road in Bayswater. Drive safely, that's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you, Dana. Kirsty, hey, you wanted to chat about something?
I did. I wanted to talk about being overcharged, because I think we get overcharged for some stuff and people get really frustrated with it. And do you remember the movie Babe?
Yes, I remember the movie Babe.
You know, Magda was in it and obviously Babe the Piglet.
Yeah, Babe the Little Piglet.
Was in it. Yeah, so cute. Well, James Cromwell, who played the farmer, you know, the real grumpy
farmer
who trained him.
You mean...
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Yes.
You mean that guy? That'll do, Pig.
That guy.
That'll do.
That'll do, Pig.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's decided to go and do a protest recently in New York at a Starbucks cafe.
That seems random.
Well, yeah. Well, when you read it, it's actually not random for him if you know a bit about his history, because he super glued himself, his hand, to a counter.
Okay.
At a Starbucks in New York, protesting the chain's surcharge on alternative milks to dairy.
What?
Now, this is something that everyone who doesn't have just normal milk in their coffee would be going, yes, finally, someone's doing something.
Mate, people are dying in Africa every day. There's a war in the Ukraine, but dear Lord, save us, because I'm getting charged 50 cents extra for milk.
Well,
by your choice.
50 cents here, 70 cents over there, 70 cents. Anything soy, coconut, almond or oat milk is being surcharged for extra for a dairy alternative. And he actually is quite involved, apparently. He's a long-time supporter of the group.
He's
Peter,
an
you know, like
milker. He took his role
it's
as a farmer really seriously in Babe and went, hang on a second, pigs? No, I'm not about pigs, almonds.
Interesting. Isn't that interesting? Because he was in the movie, he was like a farmer with animals and stuff, and now he's like very much anti-harm the animals.
Now he's all
that'll do, Peter.
Almond.
That'll do.
We need to
that'll
remake that
almond.
With just different kind of milks. That'll do, coconut. That'll do. Sorry, anyway,
yeah,
okay. So that,
you can't
okay.
Do that.
I look.
But look.
I think it's a bit over the top, but anyway, Karen.
Well, he apparently went on for about half an hour, and then the police were called because he wouldn't leave because he
what
couldn't because his hand was stuck to the counter.
He's like, "Put your hands up! I can't."
And he apparently sliced his glue with a knife to get his hand off the counter. Like, just yeah, terrible.
Ow! Anyway, but he got caught red-handed. Sorry, that's bad.
Apart from
anyway,
that, though,
yeah.
I want to talk about being overcharged. Because, look, I think it's not okay to have to be charged extra for a small dash of milk that's different to dairy. I mean, different to cow milk. I mean, what's the difference, really? Not
different
a lot.
Jug. It's a different jug, you know?
That's it.
It's also, like, probably, like, a slight pretentious fee gets paid. Oh, I don't drink dairy. I only drink almond. Anyway, okay. Well, let's ask.
There's some people that can't drink dairy, right?
Hey,
so
that's
then they get forced to get charged extra for soy milk, which if you look at soy milk, for instance, in the supermarkets, it's not any more expensive than cow's milk.
Okay.
You can buy a carton, a 1 litre carton of soy milk. It would cost like a buck something. You buy 2 litres of milk and it's almost $3. So where's the thing of, well, we have to charge you 50 to 70 cents more for an alternative dairy milk. I don't like it.
All right, let's ask the family. Should you be charged more for, let's say, different, like specialty
alternative milks,
your dairy, your oats, your almonds, your soys,
your coconuts.
Your coconut.
Your macadamias. Well, we've got plenty here in Perth, haven't we?
Your peanut milk.
Well, let's do a poll. Yep. Let's see if people think it's okay or not.
Yes, indeed. All right, 9313095. And best bit is you have a chance to win a family pass to see Pinocchio, a true story. What? Okay, cool. Thanks to station sponsor Rialto Distribution. Young Pinocchio runs away from his genius creator, Geppetto, accompanied by the horse, Tybalt, to see the world and joins the traveling circus. Rated PG in cinemas, May 19. Let us know, should you be charged more for milk or not? On 98.5 with Kirsty and Dan, and we're just we're talking coffee. Wow, this song just keeps going. Hey, thank you. Shush.
Well, the reason why we're in a cafe.
Yeah,
we're in a cafe because I was just sharing a story about James Cromwell, who was the actor, the farmer in the movie Babe.
Yeah. Sorry, to be quiet.
Yes, yes. That super glued his hand to a Starbucks counter to protest alternative milk charges.
Yeah, bold
saying
strategy.
It seems just wrong. Please stop charging people. They shouldn't be doing it.
When the police arrived, Kirsty, did they say...
Yes. That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
That's funny. It's funnier when you can hear it. Anyway. Okay, so he's super glued his hand to a Starbucks in the States... To raise awareness for the plight of people who drink soy milk and other specialty milks.
This was his press release. He said, "My friends Peter and I are calling on Starbucks to stop punishing kind and environmentally conscious customers for choosing plant milks."
Interesting.
Like, punishing. Okay. So, you know, look, I have to agree. I think early on in the day, there was not many options for plant milk. But I think with the environment and all that sort of stuff, people are trying to... do their bit. Some people medically can't drink dairy. Why do we get charged extra?
Look,
I have alternative milks.
I have some thoughts, but so do the family. The family are getting involved. Kay has texted in, "Sorry, but some soy milk costs up to 3 times more per serve than a serve of milk." There you go.
What, she's saying that that's
she's
bad?
Saying you should that, get that she's paid. Getting charged? You should charge more because the milk costs more. Interesting. But here you were saying that milk doesn't cost any difference.
You go to your local supermarket.
But is it fancy milk that you can make coffee with? Like, you know how, like, you I personally have seen you have a hissy fit that it's the wrong almond milk. I've seen it with my own eyes. She threw a carton across the kitchen. She's like, "Well, I said barista's choice only. This is rubbish."
Did not. Look,
she threw it right past my head.
No.
Oh, I felt a lot so like Johnny Depp. I was like, "No, Amber. I mean, sorry, Kirsty." Lucas got in. "No, I drink almond milk, and it is $4.50 per litre. Way too expensive." That's from Lucas. Okay, Lucas. Lucas also thinks you should... Hang on. So Kay is, "Yeah, you should get paid. You should charge more." Lucas is a no. You should not. Okay, so we're one all at the moment. Where else are we up to? Okay, we got Rebecca. "Don't charge us extra." Okay, well, that's a no, so it's 2-1. "I used to work as a barista at a shop that sells muffins, alternative milk is becoming more and more popular more people ordering it at the same muffin shop is keeping with the times, and they don't charge any extra." This place doesn't charge any extra for these special milks, guys. I can't tell you what it is, but just know they sell muffins, and you can have a break there.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. If they can do it, why can they do it, but others aren't?
Well, I guess I think they
can afford to do it.
Yeah, but I guess you just have to wear the extra cost, if there is an extra cost. You know what I mean?
I think it's worth it.
Yeah, you know what? Okay.
I think you'll get more people there if you don't get charged.
Donna in Madley, absolutely no. "Can you guess I ask for almond milk?" Yes, I can. "I can't tolerate cow's milks, and the extra cost is unjustifiable, as many people use alternative milks, and it only takes a few coffees to use up 1 litre. That's a fair call. Coffee and a muffin place near me." That was a familiar theme. Well done, Donna. You know how it works. You can't say the name. "It doesn't charge any extra, and they get my business." Well, there you go. Look, guys, keep them coming. Keep them coming. 0429-985-985 or give us a call. 93130985 will be right.
And you'll get a chance to win those tickets.
Back.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.